Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I am not suicidal.
Stop laughing at my class.
I am not suicidal. And I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
That might have been some of the best acting Jussie Smollett has ever done in that courtroom in Chicago. And we had a development on this story that is rather disappointing today, because he's not going to have to serve his jail time, which is unfortunate because he gets off scot-free. Maybe his career ended up getting ruined about this whole thing. But when everything started in Chicago, Rafer Weigel was up there in television at the Fox station, Fox 32. He was here in St. Louis for a while. And as I mentioned earlier, I used to watch his dad on TV, so we became friends. And Rafer, you've been our go-to guy on this case from the very beginning. We had to have you back this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I'm shocked. And a lot of people are shocked as well, Mark. I mean, Dan Webb, the special prosecutor, spent 2 years working tirelessly to prove that, yes, he did in fact commit a crime and should be prosecuted, only to have that thrown out the window. The people that I've spoken to in Illinois did not see this coming. A couple of the judges were not involved in the decision. Many are accusing them of being activist judges. But if a lot of people feel this sets a really bad precedent. As you looked at it, Mark, basically what they said is, well, he was found guilty, but then his convictions were tossed out, and therefore the state did not have the right to prosecute him a second time, sort of the double jeopardy rule. Well, the argument against that is, well, what happens if somebody is convicted of a crime that they did not commit, and then you go back and have a special prosecutor gain their innocence? Does that then give the state the right to go back and say, no, you found him guilty before, he's got to stay in jail, or whoever? So it's a very shocking development indeed, but I guess he's happy. He's getting his $120,000 back that he had to pay to the city of Chicago.
But a lot of this on the Supreme Court's behalf, my understanding is they looked at that agreement, the deal, the sweetheart deal that he cut with Kim Fox, which ironically is what got him, you know, into that courtroom to begin with, because everyone was so outraged by the sweetheart deal.
Exactly. So the sweetheart deal, they're saying, should have stayed in place, and that the state or the county did not have the right to overturn that sweetheart deal. So, you know, the legal experts and the pundits are going to be having a field day on this, because this is setting a massive precedent that could also swing the pendulum in the other direction. But it is kind of interesting, isn't it, Mark, that just when you thought the Jussie Smollett drama and saga was over, then it comes out and takes another turn. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You know, Rafer, this is a true story, and I'm not a big premonition guy, but I literally just this week was thinking about this guy, because it just, I don't know why, but it came, you know, into my brain about how he still hasn't been punished for this, and I wondered what the Supreme Court was going to do, and lo and behold, we have this ridiculous decision today. We think we might have Gloria Rodriguez. Rafer was great, because he hooked us up with Gloria, who was the attorney for the Osundario brothers. She was the producer of this great Fox Nation documentary I highly recommend on all this. So I'm always very grateful to you for that. But in your reporting, let's go back to the beginning of this, because the cops kind of sniffed this out pretty quickly, didn't they?
Well, they did, but what was so interesting about the case, Mark, is that, you know, the cops, when I got the PIO on the phone, public information officer Anthony Guglielmi, you know, his exact words were, "Oh yeah, this is a bunch of BS."
Yeah.
So, and anybody who lives in Chicago knows that there's no way that two white supremacists walking around with MAGA hats carrying rope and bleach and beating up African-Americans at 3 o'clock in the morning in a polar vortex.
See, when you rattle all that stuff off, you realize the lunacy of all this, because sometimes you forget all the details, right?
And that was why it was such a fascinating thing for me, because when the police confessed to me they were skeptical and I tweeted that skepticism out, yes, I was skeptical, but I didn't post that I was skeptical, that police were. And the reaction from it was like, "How dare you? Oh, my God. Huh. The humanity." It's like, come on. There's no way this happened. So that was fascinating from the word go. And even Kim Fox, and when she dismissed the charges, said the guy did it, but he didn't deserve to be prosecuted. So the folks who still say he's innocent, make no mistake. Nobody's saying he's innocent. Fox didn't say that. Dan Webb didn't. And even the Supreme Court is not saying he's innocent with the, tossing this out. They're just saying the special prosecution didn't follow proper legal procedure.
And the statement from the prosecutor today was, make no mistake, today's ruling has nothing to do with Mr. Smollett's innocence. The Illinois Supreme Court did not find any error with the overwhelming evidence presented at trial that Mr. Smollett orchestrated a fake hate crime and reported it to the Chicago Police Department as a real hate crime, or the jury's unanimous verdict that Mr. Smollett was guilty. And as you know, Rayford, this is so much more than just about Jussie Smollett, because of what it did to the country. And again, one of those fake hoaxes that people like LeBron James and AOC and the Biden administration ran with as this big indication of white supremacy that's run rampant across this country.
I remember after it broke that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi both tweeted out, "These white supremacist attacks need to stop happening in America."
Right.
I responded to both and said, "Hey, you may want to find out if this actually happened before you tweet this." Those tweets were, in fact, taken down. But I think what's interesting, you know, you guys have a lot of people, a lot of listeners who are anti-woke culture, and you look what happened with the election recently.
Right.
You know, the Smollett thing was definitely kind of woke culture pendulums kind of swinging in their direction. But then the backlash from it, for most people, is like, look, we're tired of this. We're tired of the special treatment. We're tired that if we question an African-American that we're racist in some way, or we have white privilege. And I think that it's kind of fascinating from a sociological perspective. And I love your perspective on it, Mark. You've looked at this thing as not just a specific incident, but you really look at how how people react around it as a commentary on where we really are as a society. So the timing of this post-election is very interesting.
I'd like to think that, I don't know if they'll ever do polling on this, but I would assume that a fair majority of African-Americans know how goofy this is and how ridiculous and embarrassing this was as well. You don't hear from them as much, but I'm pretty fairly sure that they feel that way. Hey, you're out in California now. How are things going out there?
Well, it's nice and warm and sunny, and the weather is fantastic. I'm still taxed as crazy out here as I was in Illinois. But, at least I guess I'm getting paid back in sunshine. So, but I hear things are nice in St. Louis. I haven't been back there in quite some time, but I certainly enjoyed my time there at Fox 2 and the folks there. They seem to be going strong. So, all my best to my former St. Louis viewers when I was on Fox 2 with Sandy Miller at 6 and 10 p.m.
Well, Rafer, thanks so much for being my go-to correspondent on this. And you just never know. Maybe there's another chapter in this saga still to come, right? But you've been awesome. Great Thanksgiving.
If anybody would know it, Mark, apparently it's you. You already had the premonition that this was going to happen. So next time there's Jussie Smollett news, will you text me and let me know ahead of time?
I will. I should have texted. It would have been more establishing if I would have texted you a couple of days ago and this happens. All right, dude. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, that's great.